passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. White-tailed deer season is underway, and harvesting deer is vital to proper ecosystem management.
If we didn't hunt deer in Texas, deer would eat themselves out of house and home, and not just themselves, but all species that thrive on that ecosystem.
Songbirds, for example, suffer when deer numbers are not controlled. Mitch Lockwood, statewide white-tailed deer program leader, says Texas has more than 3 million white-tailed deer, and yet, surprisingly, few hunters take full advantage of available bag limits.
An example is that in the Texas Hill Country, where we have the highest concentration of deer, where one can harvest as many as 5 deer apiece, the average hunter in the Hill Country harvests only 1.1 deer.
Most Hill Country hunters stop at maybe 2 deer.
And so, with a harvest of approximately 1 deer per hunter, we're not ever going to meet our population management goals.
Lockwood encourages hunters to take advantage of the bag limits by putting more antlerless deer in the freezer. However, if your freezer is full, there are programs to help you distribute the meat.
Hunters for the Hungry program in Texas is growing, and there's other programs that help hunters defer some of those processing costs so that hunters can donate venison to the needy with minimal expense.
That's our show, made possible today by a grant from the Sport Fish and Wildlife Restoration Program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty. Thank you.